Current News. I'm John Scott. Severe weather affecting millions of Americans.
It's been one of the most active periods of severe weather ever in this country. From April 25th through May 10th, hundreds of tornadoes were confirmed, and the bad weather's not over yet. At least one person died near the town of Henderson, Louisiana, after storms rolled through several southern states. Some of the worst weather Monday was in the Florida Panhandle, where a tornado watch was in effect. Roads flooded and stalled vehicles in Escambia County. There were also flash flood warnings for Alabama's Gulf Coast, where more than 3 inches of rain had fallen. Florida and parts of Georgia have again been under the threat of severe weather today, with another area at risk of storms, parts of Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who joined Donald Trump at his New York criminal trial, says the allegations against the former president are baseless.
The crime that they are accusing President Trump of is falsification of business records. But I think everybody knows he is not the bookkeeper for his company.
Other supporters, including North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy, were also with Mr. Trump in a show of solidarity. U.S. wholesale prices rose sharply last month, a sign that stubbornly high inflation may persist after 3 elevated readings in consumer prices to start the year. The Labor Department reports its producer price index climbed 0.5% from March to April after it dipped 0.1% the previous month. Smoke from Canadian wildfires prompting health warnings across the upper Midwest for a second straight year. Smoke from fires burning has settled over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Dow had 109 points, the NASDAQ adding 117. This is SRN News. More bad news about America's falling birth rate. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A growing number of young people have decided they don't want children, and a growing number of men are making sure that decision will be permanent. There's been a spike in the number of men undergoing vasectomies, even as the nation's birth rate falls to 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. Doctors warn that vasectomies can be reversed in some cases, but for the most part, they are permanent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge has struck down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman didn't have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allows men to compete against women. This is SRN News. The collision that knocked down the Francis Scott Key Bridge happened nearly 2 months ago. And now the largest span of that collapsed bridge in Baltimore is down. Lisa Dwyer has the update.
Crews set off a chain of explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Key Bridge. The demolition marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and will help restore traffic through the port. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.